Volunteering. Educating trainee GPs in the Northwest. Val Wallace has been a valued PSPA volunteer for many years after establishing the Macclesfield Support Group in 2018. After the pandemic, the group found a new venue which allowed them to extend their reach and are now known as Stockport and Cheshire Support Group. As well as supporting people through the group, Val is passionate about educating healthcare professionals and has now also become a PSPA education volunteer. As part of my presentation, I always give a personal introduction before moving on to an explanation of symptoms and causes of PSP and CBD and routes to diagnosis. I signed up to become a PSPA education volunteer during 2020, completing the training during the lockdown. Having chatted with the families attending the support group meetings, they were clearly concerned about the lack of knowledge and understanding of PSP and CBD amongst the health professionals, just as I had felt when caring for my husband Neil. Through talking to the GPs and the postgraduate GP trainee at my own surgery about PSP and CBD, I asked about how I could do more to help with training people about the conditions. I was given a telephone number for Health Education England, HEE, Northwest Team's office. The business manager was very keen to help and emailed me the contact details for each training group in the Greater Manchester and Cheshire area. I subsequently emailed each group and received 4 replies. So far, I've delivered 2 PSP and CBD education sessions to trainee GPs in the area. Although sessions can be offered via Zoom, I do prefer to deliver them face-to-face because I feel that personal contact, discussion and Q&A creates a better understanding and knowledge of the topic. As part of my presentation, I always give a personal introduction before moving on to an explanation of symptoms and causes of PSP and CBD and routes to diagnosis. I then make attendees aware of the support PSPA offers, from publications to research. I also talk about other issues which may affect a family during their PSP and CBD journey, such as practical, financial, and legal support and planning for the future. To finish up, I try and end with a personal perspective of PSP or CBD, whether that is my own experience of my husband living with PSP or including a visit from a local family affected by one of the conditions. The content of the education session may depend on the time I am allocated. For example, I was only given 30 minutes in a session for trainee GPs in Tameside. However, the session with trainees in Mid-Cheshire was 1.5 hours, so I was able to cover the whole spectrum of topics. The education sessions were both received well, with the trainees mostly asking questions around what symptoms appeared first. Of course, this may vary from person to person, but it is a great way of being able to demonstrate that no two people living with the conditions will be the same. Some of the trainees mentioned targeting medical schools to get awareness out among healthcare professionals early in their career. My plan is to talk to PSPA about this so they can add it to their programme of activity. I plan to book in another education session booked with Mid-Cheshire trainees later this year, which I'm really looking forward to.